Tatty Apple, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Jane Asher.
Chapter 1. A Green Rabbit. His first name was Owen, and his second name was Owen. Everyone in the village called him Owen Owen, except for his sister, Ellen, and she always called him O-O. Everything in Owen Owen's land was green. Trees, meadows, hedges, the winding river and the mossy stones beside it. Even the slate roofs in his village were green with lichen. Everything was green except the engine, and that was as red as a poppy. So, living as he did in this green land, Owen should not have been surprised when he saw a green rabbit. But then he would never have seen the rabbit if it had not been for the engine. Owen lived with his mother, his sister and his brothers in a high little house in the village of Clanny Bont. His father had died a year before, and Mr. Owen had worked on an oil rig. One day, just before he was due to come home, he fell into the sea. No one ever found him. Although he seldom saw him, Owen had thought his father very wonderful and brave. He missed his dad's summer visits when they would fish side by side in the Green River. He missed him at chestnut time and at Christmas, when there would be an electric train or a box of soldiers rattling in one of Dad's big pockets. But in spring, Owen missed his father most of all. It was in spring, only a year ago, that Owen and his father had walked down to the station together to admire the engine. They had not been for a ride then. There had been so many treats to cram into so short a time. But Mr. Owen had made a promise.
"Next time we'll go on the train, Owen Owen, just you and me, all the way to Llyndŵ and back."
A promise that could not be kept. Now spring had come again, and when Owen looked out of his bedroom window, he never noticed the tractors bumbling down the twisty lanes, the milk cart meeting the bread van on the hill. The engine had come out of its winter shed and sat in the little station waiting for passengers, and the engine was the only thing that Owen saw or thought about. But Mrs. Owen would not let her eldest son ride on the train by himself, and that is why he was lying on his bed one Saturday May morning, feeling angry and sad.
"I must go on the train, I must go on the train, I must," said Owen to the wallpaper dragons climbing round his bedroom. He jumped off his bed and ran downstairs. Mam and Ellen were in the kitchen, arguing about chickens again. Tom and Hughie were fighting in the sitting room. There was so much noise. Owen burst into the kitchen.
"Mam, can I go on the train today?"
Mrs. Owen sighed.
"Not by yourself, Owen Owen, not until you're older. If Ellen will go with you."
"No, thanks," said Ellen. "The seats are hard. It gives you ever such a shaking. My bottom was blue last time."
"I'll get you anything you want if you come," said Owen.
"Well, almost anything."
"A red hen?" asked Ellen.
"Yes, yes, a red hen, if I can find one."
"No," said Mam. "The garden will be ruined, all that scratching and pecking."
"Oh, Mam, come on," cried Ellen. "Just think, a big brown egg for breakfast every day."
"I'll find one, Ellen," said Owen, "if you'll come on the train with me."
"Mr. Evans up at Tŷ Uchaf has one. I know because Ceres Jones was there with her mam for some jumble, and she peeped in the yard. There were six lovely red hens, and some chicks too, and—"
"I can't go in there," said Owen, aghast.
"Scared?"
"No."
"You're frightened," said Ellen.
"Well, I won't come on the train with you."
"I'll go to Mr. Evans," said Owen. "I'm not scared."
But he was. Mr. Evans lived by himself in a tumble-down building in the hills. He rarely came to the village, and if he did, he spoke not a word except to ask for groceries. He reared his lambs, sheared his sheep, harvested and ploughed his windy hillside alone, and no one knew how he went on, season after season. Tŷ Uchaf was the last place in the world that Owen would have chosen to visit, but he longed to go on the train.